You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs, they have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance. Company-sponsored 401k plans. Paid vacation and holidays. Supplemental life insurance. And college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates. Up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Coping with vision loss? We can help. Newsreel Magazine is a monthly 3-hour audio magazine by and for the blind and the visually impaired. Meet people who share creative tips, user-friendly suggestions, meet old and new friends, and learn about adaptive equipment and resources. For more information or a sample issue, call 614-469-0700 or email info@newsreelmag.org.
Or visit our website at www.newsreelmag.org.
That's www.newsreelmag.org.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear, it's time for Blind and Beyond.
Some of the toughest training in the military is actually enjoyed by some pretty tough American veterans who have lost their sight. Members of the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. They spend a long weekend of rigorous U.S. Army Mountain Ranger training at Camp Frank D. Merrill Military Base in Georgia. Activities include hiking up a rock-strewn trail, climbing cliffs, rappelling on a synthetic rock wall, shooting live fire from shotguns, assault rifles, and pistols, and competitive foot races. In addition, the veterans are treated to a barbecue, a fish fry, and a critter cookout. The veteran trainees are all legally blind and from several eras of service. BVA is the only veteran service organization exclusively dedicated to serving blinded veterans and their families. Its Operation Peer Support Initiative, which arranges the trip, helps newly blinded veterans look ahead to the possibilities and opportunities their lives still present through social activities, counseling, and educational forums on benefits and rehabilitation. Learn more at bva.org.
Pilot Dogs has helped the blind and visually impaired discover independence and self-reliance since 1950. Our campus-based training in Columbus, Ohio, will give you the confidence and expertise to navigate new environments or explore your current one. With the largest selection of guide dog breeds in the country, we can match you with the breed that best fits your lifestyle. Pilot Dogs covers all expenses related to training, including transportation to and from our campus, room and board, and the cost of the guide dog or O&M training course. These expenses are covered by Pilot Dogs for all clients that reside in the United States. If you would like more information on our guide dog program or our orientation and mobility program, please contact us at pilotdogs.org or by calling 614-221-6367. Pilot Dogs is an accredited member of the International Guide Dog Federation.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly 2 decades, offers comprehensive eye examination, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility. with the most up-to-date technology. You'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
Dude, let me tell you about my most bodacious time at summer camp this year.
Wait, I thought you were blind.
Totally.
Me too. Hashtag BFF.
Dude, we got to do go-karts, and I got to drive one.
What?
Oh, and at the end of the week, there was like a talent show, and I got to do some impressions. Check it out. Who am I? Who am I? I'm not a crook.
Hashtag maybe just friends for now.
Hashtag camper for life. National Camps for the Blind is a program that offers free camping opportunities around the United States for children and adults who are legally blind. Some activities include archery, swimming, horseback riding, crafts, water skiing, and rappelling. To find out more, visit www.blindcamps.org.
Or call 888-213-0003.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. Ain't you happy now?
Yeah, we survived one hour.
Did you just say ain't?
He did say ain't.
Is that even in the dictionary?
Yeah.
That is in the dictionary now. It is.
But we're, in his dictionary.
But we made it through that first hour. And we're,
I got to keep you young folk in line.
But you know what?
Would you like to introduce who's here?
Oh, yes, I think I would. I am a me. This is Gary.
And I'm me.
This is me. I'm Gary. I am the host of the show tonight, filling in for Michael. And we have the lovely Sheila Young as my co-host tonight.
I am not.
What?
I am Lynn.
Oh, you're Lynn.
I'm Lynn.
Okay, Lynn. And behind the glass, I hear him talking in there, but we have our Chris Shaw, which is runs the show for us and keeps us going hot and heavy. So, we got everybody filled in. We don't.
You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Blind radio show. Yep.
And if you aren't aware of who we are or what we are a bridge between the sighted community and the blind and visually impaired. We're here to entertain, educate, and hopefully find people with jobs.
Okay.
So, Gary, do you want to do trivia first? Let's do trivia.
We got James on the line.
Now, let's do trivia.
We're going to do trivia real quick. We're going to do trivia, and we hope somebody out there is going to win. It's going to be an easy one. It ain't going to be as hard as mine. So, okay, Chris, it's yours, buddy.
Call in 407-894-1680. Tell us who is singing this song. While we're waiting for somebody to call in to tell us who's singing that song, we need to talk with James from Nashville, Tennessee. Jimmy, are you there?
I am.
Thank you so much for calling in. I'm introducing you to Gary Sinclair.
Hello, Jimmy.
And you met Chris Shaw already. So give us like a 30-second preview of why you're calling in, and thank you for listening. You're a first-time caller, so we will send you a bracelet.
Oh, so free 30 seconds?
Yep, quickly.
Yeah, all
quick.
Right.
quick.
All right, let's do it. Yes, James Spain, You Cane Give Initiative. What we do is we collect canes that people are no longer using. We restore them, and then we send them to people all around the world who either can't afford canes or they don't have the resources to acquire the canes. And we are expanding our initiative and would love to talk to you guys more about that. I think even that's under 30 seconds.
Well, you did really,
you did
good.
Really good. That's a good cause. That's a very good cause.
Yep. And
I know the trivia question, but I'm gonna bite my tongue.
Well, you were on the line before we played it, so I guess you're being honest. So thank you. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling in, and I will be talking with you soon.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks, Jimmy.
All right. Now we got Kevin from Greensboro.
Kevin. Kevin, are you calling in for the trivia?
Oh, no, I'm not.
Okay.
Well, that's okay. Call in anytime you want.
Nope.
What's up,
nope,
Kevin?
Nope, nope. Oh, I called in, man. You guys done the played trivia. I just called to say hi and condolences to Mike and Lynn. And
thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
And I thought of something. Good. Oh, you guys are always all announcing employment and all that.
Mm-hmm.
What I'd like to hear is some of the all blind, visually impaired people that want to work and aren't working call in and say why they're not working.
That's a good idea.
Very,
that would be a good show.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, why ain't you working?
Yeah.
Oh, I got $1 million. I don't need to. Oh, okay.
All right, Kevin.
I was looking for work for 4 years.
Uh-huh.
All the organizations I was working with always wanted to put me in call centers.
Right.
And I know I don't have the temperament for that.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Kevin.
Thank you for calling in, Kevin. That's a good suggestion. We'll pass it on to Michael.
We'll pass on your condolences to Lynn and Michael. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you later.
All right, bye. Chris, who was next?
We have Bill on the phone line from Delray Beach.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good.
Do you know who was singing that song?
Eric Clapton.
You got it.
Thank you so much. He's a winner. What's he going to get, Sheila?
Well, do you have a Sonny's near you?
A what? No.
Sonny's Barbecue? Sonny. Okay.
Well, how about a Dunkin' Donuts?
How about a Dunkin' Donut?
Yes, Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, you got Dunkin' Donuts, buddy.
All right. Well, I will make sure Chris has your name and address
so we can send it to you.
Okay.
All right. I think KJ was next.
Yep. I have KJ next on the phone line, and these phone lines are blowing up.
Hey, KJ.
Hello, KJ.
Hey, guys.
How are you? How are you?
Good. My condolences to Michael and Lynn.
Thank you.
Very sad.
Yeah, it is. So we will.
At 96, that's a long life.
That is a long
life. Very, very long life.
So thank you so much for listening,
thanks
for calling in.
Of course.
All right, dear. We got others calling in, so let us go.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks. Chris, who's next?
All right, so that's who we have next. It should be Paul. Paul should be next. Paul from Atlanta, Georgia. Paul?
Paul from Atlanta, Georgia. Hello, Paul.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, how are you?
I'm doing okay. All right. Did somebody just win the trivia?
Sure did.
But there's one more coming up if you want to try for that one.
Yeah, there'll be another one.
Got one more to go.
Okay.
All right, so we'll start.
Well, thank you for listening.
Thank you for calling on in and listening. You a first-time caller?
I've called quite a few times.
Okay.
Well, thank you, dear. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Who's next, Chris?
All righty.
Can't keep up
with
him.
He's swamped in there. And he doesn't have his helper in here tonight.
Nope, Charlotte's not here tonight.
No, nope. So Chris is doing it the hard way tonight.
He's doing fine.
He's taking his shoes off and putting aim in his toes. all right, so he's got somebody he's talking to in there. Oh, well, we're waiting for him. People, you need to call in and let us know.
Let's get ready to take our break, and then our guest caller should be on the phone line when I come back.
Right, okay.
Well, just before we go on break, people, if you have something to talk about your organization anywhere in the United States, call us and let us know what's going on with your organization. Let us know about your organization and things that are going on. So we're going to go to break now, and we'll go ahead and catch you on the other side. And where's the cast nets there, Chris? Hello, Chris. Chris.
Okay, I'm sorry, the phone line.
Okay, that's excusable. So we're going to a break. We'll catch you on the other side.
All right, here we go. Break it is.
Stay tuned to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holiday, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examinations, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility. With the most up-to-date technology, you'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
Have you ever listened to the world's bestseller, the book that's been translated into more languages and impacted more lives than any other? I'm talking about the Bible. When was the last time you listened to God's Holy Word? MegaVoice, maker of the world's first accessible solar-powered audio Bible, is also the maker of the world's only bilingual audio Bible with cross-navigation in thousands of language combinations. MegaVoice is small, lightweight, and rugged. You can contact us at MegaVoice at info@megavoice.com or by calling us at the 1-800 number, 1-800-219-1758. Again, that's 1-800-219-1758. Isn't it time that you read the world's bestseller?
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And yes, this is Gary, your host tonight. So what we got going on there now, Sheila?
And your other host. Your other host is Sheila. So thank you so much for calling or for listening tonight. For those that have just tuned in, Lynn and Michael are not here. Lynn's father passed away today. So we are here with Chris, keeping the show going. So our next caller who is on the line is Richard Oliver with the Industries of the Blind. Richard, are you there?
I am.
How are you, sir?
Hey, how are you guys doing, Gary and Sheila?
We're hanging.
We're hanging. We're making this thing
we're
work.
Punting.
You're doing fine. You're doing fine.
Thank you so much.
So tell us about the Industries of the Blind for those that are out there that have no idea what the Industries of the Blind is.
Okay. So Industries of the Blind is we're a manufacturing company that employ people who are blind or visually impaired, and we make products. We make a lot of things for the federal government, whether it's the Army in some combat jackets and combat pants and running pants to office products that are used in the general government as well, pens, clipboards, that type of thing. So we've been around.
I got to ask you something. I know it's pens now. Does that say government issue? Like, I think they used to say government issue or something on the pens when I was in the military.
So that pen, we have been producing the pen you're talking about for 50 years.
And that stirred a lot of coffee, too.
It stirred a lot of coffee.
It did.
It's been a tracheotomy tube. It's
absolutely
been a whole lot of things over the years.
Absolutely. And a tool of its own trade.
I'm telling you.
Yes.
It is the James Bond. That's what I call
you
it.
You stick in your pocket and go anywhere and do anything.
Oh, that's too right. funny.
So we've got about 256 people, 156, I think we are at right now, of people who are blind or visually impaired. So we do it all. We do distribution. We do some kitting and packaging and lots of different things here in Greensboro. And we're always looking for people. We're always looking for people who are blind or visually impaired to hire. We do in-house training. We have three trainers. We have a whole training department set up so that, and we understand, right? We don't expect people to come in and just immediately be able to produce. So we have, that's what our trainers are for. It may take a person, we do a lot of sewing. So I talk about that one a lot.
But the best thing about your place is you can go there and you get paid to just know nothing of nothing. Sit down and learn how to do something, and if it takes you 2 months to learn it, you don't care.
That's right. That's right. It could take 8-10 weeks for somebody to really get to where they can go into the production line. But you're right. You're getting paid while you're learning. That's very true.
And that's above minimum wage too.
I wanted to talk just a little bit different today. I talk a lot about the job. I mean, Industries of the Blind is extremely important to me. But what I don't normally talk about is Greensboro itself, right? So, I mean, somebody who is listening in Florida or St. Louis or somewhere, you know, they hear me talk about work, but they never hear me talk about, and they talk about relocating to Greensboro.
Right.
But, you know, I never talk
why
about
would I want to move to Greensboro?
Yeah.
Exactly. So I of course Googled a whole bunch of little facts about Greensboro, but I mean we've got over 100 parks just in the Greensboro area. That's 90 miles of greenway and trails for people to get out on. We have a minor league baseball team called the Grasshoppers, which just now they used to be affiliated with the Marlins. They're now affiliated with the Pittsburgh Pirates. We've got a G League basketball team that's affiliated with the Charlotte Hornets.
Okay.
We've got the third largest school system in North Carolina, and which is important for people, you know, who have kids that are going to move here that are going to be going to school. And, you know, I had to look this one up, but I looked up what the graduation percentage was. So the Guilford County school system, which is the county that Greensboro's in, has a 90% graduation rate. The average, the nation's average is 84. So we're beating that trend.
I looked up something there, Richard, too, because I said, how big is Greensboro, North Carolina? It's a small place. I had Alexa tell me, you're almost 300,000 people.
There's almost three. We're the third largest city in North Carolina.
And I thought it was small.
290,000 people.
So there's a lot to do there. Lots of good food.
There's a lot to do.
Now, Richard, How is your theater, your you know, concerts, your
so that kind of stuff? We've got tons of movie theaters, audio described. Mm-hmm. We've got a fantastic little playhouse downtown that it's called Triad Stage, and they do they have audio described plays.
Wow.
And they put on, I mean, these are fantastic production plays. Matter of fact, they had one called Two Trains Crossing just yesterday. It was the audio described play was yesterday.
Oh, wow.
And Man of La Mancha is May 18th. So I'll be going there. My daughter wants to go see that play. So I said, we'll go on that night.
Hey, I thought you were coming to Florida.
So I know you did.
Yeah,
I got your email, and I was going to email you on Monday.
That's all right. Sorry,
I'm not going to be able to make it.
Aw,
but not because of the play. It's because of something else.
Okay.
Anybody has any questions for Richard? Call in 407-894-1680. Whether you want to ask him about Greensboro or jobs or qualifications or benefits. Please call in. So I'm sorry, Richard. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but go ahead.
No. That's fine. Hey, I'll talk about benefits, right? So we have, you know, vision, medical, dental, supplemental, life insurance. We have a company-sponsored 401k plan. You know, we have vacation, you know, paid holidays, paid vacation, everything that a normal, you know, you would think of as a normal company has. We have all that stuff.
And what's your youngest to your oldest?
Youngest is in our 20s. Oldest is my buddy Robert Peel. Robert Peel will turn 85 this year.
Wow. And what does he do?
So he packs the Army, the base level T-shirt that they wear in the Army. He takes the packs of them, and he packs all the boxes. Now, once you get about 60 packs in a box. That box has got some weight to it.
Uh-huh.
And Robert's lifting these boxes, and he's moving that stuff around. Robert is a great guy. I wouldn't mess with Robert.
Yeah, wow.
So, and of course, we always talk about the relocation package, right? So
yeah.
If you live outside of North Carolina, we're going to pay up to $2,500 to help you move.
That's great.
We talk to apartment complexes in town, to try to work, you know, first month's rents paid or no security deposit or this or that. So we have a few things going on that way as well. And I did, you know, look up some fun facts about cost of living. And since you guys are down in Orlando, you'd be happy to know that cost of living is actually 21% less in
Whoa.
Greensboro than it is in Orlando.
Yeah. So what would you say an apartment go for, a two-bedroom apartment?
Two-bedroom apartment?
Yeah.
Probably somewhere in the, $900-ish somewhere.
That's cheap.
I don't have that in front of me. I know that we looked that up the other time, and that's about what it is. It's the normal ranges.
Uh-huh.
So there's a lot to do at Industries of the Blind. There's a lot to do. You get your foot in the door. And then you can grow. You can grow inside of the company. You can tell us that, you know, hey, maybe I'm not, you know, I want to try something different, or I want to do this, I want to do that, you know.
Yeah.
So we work hard to make that happen for people.
I got to ask you a question. This is not stupid. There's no stupid questions. But how many times has Kevin taken you out with a gift that he's won from here?
Zero.
He ain't taking you out to lunch yet. I'm gonna get after
zero
that.
Zero time.
He said he could.
He comes and gives me grief a lot. Zero times has he taken me.
He
anyway.
Said I'm gonna take Kevin out to lunch sometime. He's gonna have to quit winning trivia questions.
So Richard, how long have you been at Industries of the Blind?
I have been there for 24 years
now.
Wow. Okay, who was the founder, and how did this ever get started? That's a good question there.
So the agency got started in 1933 by a lady by the name of Myrtle Sternberger. She got it going along with the Lions Clubs of North Carolina, of Greensboro, rather. And there were six gentlemen who were blind that were the first people to come and work. You know, they were recaning chairs, doing mops and brooms and that kind of stuff. And interestingly enough, that we still have a young lady that works with us now that her grandfather was one of those six gentlemen.
Wow. That's awesome.
So, I mean, we have people. Matter of fact, Friday, we had a wonderful woman by the name of Lynn Larson. She retired after 40 years, 9 months, and I think it was 13 days.
Yeah, wow. Wow.
So we all got to have cake and celebrate her, and, you know.
That's great.
That's awesome. Well, that's dedication.
I was just going to say that's dedication.
And that's a good company to work for if you've got people wanting to be there for that long. So
and everybody's happy. It sounds like to me it's like one big family, you know.
So we have a really good time. And my friend Sandra called up tonight and she won the trivia.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
I would have never got knew the Eric Clapton win, but the other one, I had no idea.
I didn't either.
Sky.
No, not all in all, right? The other one, Sugar Shack.
Sugar Shack, okay.
Yeah, I did not know that song.
Wow.
So, I mean, all in all, right? I mean, I love working in Industries of the Blind, quite frankly.
No kidding.
But Greensboro's a fantastic city as well, right? Uh-huh. We're not so big where we have, you know, because, you know, it's not like we have a million people that live here. We have about 300,000 people, really good schools, museums, movie theaters that are audio described, plays. We have, you know, there's lots of these, lots of festivals that happen, especially when the weather gets a little warmer. We'll have Carolina, our blues festival. We'll have a summer brews festival, which is a bunch of craft beer things. There's a folk festival, a pottery festival, and then, you know, Christmas and the 4th of July and Veterans Day, all that kind of stuff. We all have, you know, we celebrate that downtown Greensboro as well.
Yeah.
So lots of fun stuff going on.
Well, I'm going to tell you, if you've got live described theater going on in Greensboro, we don't even have that in Orlando. So y'all are beating us.
Yeah, beating us.
We got to work on that.
And I'm telling you, the plays are phenomenal. They are phenomenal plays.
I'm sure.
And the ticket price is just right, too, right? For the audio described, it's $10.
Oh, my gosh. I'm moving.
You can't beat
I'm
that.
Out of here.
No, you can't beat that at all.
You can't beat $10 to go see the a professional done play.
Wow. That is amazing.
So we've got a couple of malls. We've got six colleges in town. So not only are we a nice city, but we're that college town too with six colleges here.
Okay.
Well, as always, Richard, we want to thank you so much for calling in and spending time with us. I wish I was younger. I would come work.
And it's always a pleasure. It's always and just so I will actually be in the studio on April 14th.
Oh, cool.
I will be down in Orlando.
All right.
Outstanding. So,
give your phone number.
Give the phone number.
So our phone number is 336-544-3726. That's 336-544-3726.
Well, thank you so much,
Richard,
for calling in. And you're so informative and you're so good to talk to. And
all right, guys.
And we'll
thank
get Kevin
much.
To take you out to lunch yet.
I'll talk to him about that tomorrow.
Tell him Jerry said you're
night.
Going out to lunch. All right, Kevin. Bye. Richard, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for
for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge at
iob-gso.com.
Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Coping with vision loss? We can help. Newsreel Magazine is a monthly 3-hour audio magazine by and for the blind and the visually impaired. Meet people who share creative tips, user-friendly suggestions, meet old and new friends, and learn about adaptive equipment and resources. For more information or a sample issue, call 614-469-0700. Or email info@newsreelmag.org.
Or visit our website at www.newsreelmag.org.
That's www.newsreelmag.org.
Dude, let me tell you about my most bodacious time at summer camp this year.
Wait, I thought you were blind.
Totally.
Me too. Hashtag BFF.
Dude, we got to do go-karts and I got to drive one.
What?
Oh, and at the end of the week, there was, like, a talent show, and I got to do some impressions. Check it out. Who am I? Who am I? I'm not a crook.
Hashtag maybe just friends for now.
Hashtag camper for life. National Camps for the Blind is a program that offers free camping opportunities around the United States for children and adults who are legally blind. Some activities include archery, swimming, horseback riding, crafts, water skiing, and rappelling. To find out more, visit www.blindcamps.org.
Or call 888-213-0003.
Pilot Dogs has helped the blind and visually impaired discover independence and self-reliance since 1950. Our campus-based training in Columbus, Ohio, will give you the confidence and expertise to navigate new environments or explore your current one. With the largest selection of guide dog breeds in the country, we can match you with the breed that best fits your lifestyle. Pilot Dogs covers all expenses related to training, including transportation to and from our campus, room and board, and the cost of the guide dog or O&M training course. These expenses are covered by Pilot Dogs for all clients that reside in the United States. If you would like more information on our guide dog program or our orientation and mobility program, please contact us at pilotdogs.org or by calling 614-221-6367. Pilot Dogs is an accredited member of the International Guide Dog Federation.
The Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is a tuition-free state public school and outreach center available to eligible pre-K and K-12 students who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, visually impaired, or deafblind. At FSDB, students learn how to do more, be more, and achieve more, fulfilling our vision of preparing them for a lifetime of success. FSDB gratefully accepts private donations to support vital programs that directly benefit the students and are not paid by state general revenue funds. To learn more about eligibility for enrollment or arrange for a campus tour, contact FSDB Parent Services at 904-827-2212 voice or call 904-201-4527 video phone. For more information, visit www.fsdb.k12.fl.us.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show. Welcome back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is Sheila Young, one of your hosts for tonight. I'm here with Gary Sinclair and, of course, Chris Shaw. Our next caller is Christine Belts from South Florida. I believe she's from Jupiter. So, Christine, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. How about you?
We're good.
We're doing good.
We're hanging. We're punting. We're playing football, even though it's not football season.
I know. I'm really sorry to hear about what happened with Lynn's father.
Well, you know, thank you. I will. Yep.
That's sad news.
Yeah, it is. It's very sad, but we're here to keep the show going.
The show must go on, yes. So we're here.
So, Christine, yes. The reason that they asked you to be on the show was to give all of our listeners a little bit of a preview about your life and your story. So let me first give our phone number, 407-894-1680. If anybody has any questions for Christine. So give us a little bit about your background, if you would, a little bit about your story. You've got about maybe 8 minutes. So.
Okay. I was born with my condition. I arrived 3 months ahead of schedule. So I was incubated for the first 66 days of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I had detached retinas. My right eye never worked. My left eye could see shapes, colors, and light until 2005. And that's when it started getting worse. And I was a year later diagnosed with glaucoma. It took a while to get in to see a doctor just to find out what the matter was.
Uh-huh.
So I'm total now. And let's see, I've lived in New Jersey. I was born in northern New Jersey.
Where about?
Ridgewood.
Oh, that's where my sister was born.
Oh, wow.
I'm from up that area. That's actually where my mother and father grew up, was in Ramsey, Allendale, that North Haledon area. So.
Yeah, I lived in Ridgewood for a while and also mm-hmm. Wyckoff, which was a neighboring town.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was 12 years old, we moved to Ohio, mm-hmm. Southeast Ohio, a little town called Marietta.
Mm-hmm.
I lived there until pretty much I was 19. I'd gone to Ohio University in Athens for a year. Then my parents moved to Florida, and I came with them as soon as the school year was out.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you go to a regular school?
I'm sorry?
Did you go to a regular high school?
Oh, yes.
Good.
Yes, I was mainstreamed. I was mainstreamed the whole time. I went to site school from kindergarten all the way through grade 12.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to a regular college.
Very good.
Wonderful.
And what else? I came to Florida in 1989, and I've gone to college in Florida. I've lived in Ocala for a number of years, and now I am in Jupiter.
Wow.
Now, how did you learn about the Blind and Beyond radio show?
Actually, I learned about it through my caseworker at Division of Blind Services. I was looking for a job, and I was trying to show her what I could do, which was kind of difficult because I hadn't really met her and sat down to talk with her. We communicated through emails, and I sent her these audio editing projects I did because I was... I was working on a little make-believe Christian radio station, and I made the jingles myself. And I sent some of them to my caseworker to see, can I do anything with this? Because I've had friends tell me, you know, you've got real talent for sound editing.
Wow.
So I sent those in, and then she wrote me back with this email, Blind and Beyond Radio Show, call Michael Golder, gave the phone number. So I got that phone number, called it. Michael said, can you call me back at 4 o'clock? I said, okay. Called him back at 4 o'clock, and the rest is history.
Well, welcome aboard.
Well, thank you.
Welcome aboard. We need some good help.
We have somebody on the phone, yep. Jason, and I don't know, does Jason have a question for Christine?
Jason, are you there?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Jason, how are you?
You have comments?
I'm good. I'm doing good.
Okay, good.
I was just calling in to offer my condolences to Lynn and Michael on the loss of her father.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. We will let him know. So.
Yeah. No, he was a very dear man, and you know, he'll be dearly missed. But we know he's in a better place, and yep. doing much better than we are.
You got that.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, Jason.
We will let them know. Yep. Thank you.
All right. And you guys are doing a great job tonight.
Oh, thanks. Well,
thank you so much. Thank you,
Sam. Oh, yeah.
All right.
No problem.
Thank you.
Take care.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Oh, so Christine, what else have you done as far as jobs, or what do you want to do? What is your desire to?
Well, my passion is teaching computers.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that. I've had experience teaching computers.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in Ocala, I taught basic. Well, back then XP was king of the hill.
Yeah.
So I was teaching basic Windows XP, internet, email, word processing, file management, JAWS usage to veterans who have been going blind and mm-hmm. were touching a computer for the first time in their lives.
Yeah.
And it was a wonderful job. I really enjoyed it. And I'm always happy to, I give my friends tech support on the phone. And I'm happy to learn how to use an Apple computer if I can ever get one. No, I'm always loving the computer. I'm a geek.
There's nothing wrong with that.
That's the opposite of me. I'm a gunk.
What other interests do you have besides computer?
I love to write. And I go swimming every day, weather allowing, to exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And I attend a really wonderful church in my local area.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also in the Braille Club.
Oh, good.
You
know, well, then Larry. You know Larry.
You know yep. our buddy Larry.
I know Larry.
Yeah. Yep. You tell Larry I said, hey.
I sure will.
From Gary.
From Gary. Okay, I'm sure he'll know who you are.
Yeah, he knows who I am.
Well, Christine, thank you so much for taking the time to call in tonight. We really appreciate it, and I look forward to meeting you someday.
Well, my pleasure. Glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
All right, dear. You take care, and thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too. God bless you.
You too.
You too.
All right, I think we might have time for trivia.
We might have time. Trivia.
Are you ready?
Chris.
Where'd he go? He ran away. We're in trouble.
He's hiding on the blind people again. I tell you, sneaky snake.
Mr. Shaw.
We said maybe no.
I think he's on the phone.
I don't know.
Yoo-hoo!
Hey, Chris. Well, we tried to have another trivia question. Tries tonight.
It got dark for a minute. I'm sorry.
Hey, can we do a trivia question or one last one?
Okay, last trivia.
Yeah, we got time.
Okay, here we go.
All right, here we go.
I think everybody should know this last trivia right here.
407-894-1680, if you know who's singing this. This is for Michael. Michael would love it.
Yep.
Lifting me higher than I've ever been lifted before. So keep it up, quench my desire, and I'll be at your side forevermore. You know your love keep on lifting me
that song, please call in 407-894-1680.
I think we've only got about a minute, hope somebody calls it quick.
And if you all notice, we've been doing 407-894-1680 instead of 1680 and doing it fast, because we want everybody to know our number and to have the opportunity to call in and win something, talk to us, tell us about your organizations, whatever. Remember that number, 407-894-1680.
And if you'll miss any of our shows, go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org and look up the archive shows. And if you want to email and complain about how bad we did tonight, email Michael.
Yeah,
Michael.
Don't email me.
At blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't email me.
No. We got two callers on the phone line.
All right.
Who cares? All the way from the ATL, shawty, Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
We got Paul. Paul said he knows the trivia. And then all we got to go to Boca Raton and talk to Nigel.
Let's go. Paul, where are you, buddy?
He's in Atlanta.
He's in Atlanta. What do you
Atlanta,
think?
Atlanta, Georgia.
What do you think?
Hey, Paul, who do you think?
Who did that song?
Hey. A group called ABM Music.
No. Am I?
ABM Music?
Nope.
Good try, though, Paul.
Good try, bud. Well, thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
All right, Nigel.
You got the answer.
All right, let's hit Nigel up. Nigel, are you there?
I am.
All right, Nigel. The floor is yours, Nigel. What do you say? Who do you think sings?
That's Jackie Wilson.
Yes, sir.
You got it,
one and only.
You got it.
Oh, my God.
What's he win?
Well, I guess he's going to win a $10 Dunkin' Donuts gift card.
Dunkin' Donuts.
So congratulations,
like donuts.
Right, Nigel.
Oh, man. This is incredible. This is incredible. This is my first time calling in. I have listened to this show before, but I had no clue that Sheila Young and Gary Sinclair were going to be hosting.
and I know who this is now.
Uh-oh.
And I had no clue that my friend Christine Beltz was going to be interviewed.
Yes, she was. So why didn't you call in while she was on? You could have talked to her.
I am shaking like a leaf.
Well,
I feel like I'm a commoner among stars.
Yeah, whatever. All right, you're going to get a bracelet. You're going to get a $10 Dunkin' gift card. And give Chris your name and address.
Don't hang up.
Hold on, Nigel. Don't hang up, all right?
Nigel, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Nigel. I hope you enjoy the show.
I have to interject here.
That's a good
Sheila
thing.
Is being so modest. She hasn't said this yet, but I'll say it for her. She's also president of the Florida Council of the Blind.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Nigel.
Thanks.
I'll see you soon.
All right. Hold on, Nigel. Don't hang up.
Thank you.
All right. Hope you enjoyed the show.
I did. I am.
Good.
Good.
Well, thank you, dear.
This is an interesting delay system that you've got here.
Well, we're going to a break. We'll catch you on the other side of the break.
Dude, let me tell you about my most bodacious time at summer camp this year.
Wait, I thought you were blind.
Totally.
Me too. #BFF.
Dude, we got to do go-karts, and I got to drive one. National Camps for the Blind is a program that offers free camping opportunities around the United States for children and adults who are legally blind. Some activities include archery, swimming, horseback riding, crafts, water skiing, and rappelling. To find out more, visit www.blindcamps.org.
Or call 888-213-0003.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Coping with vision loss? We can help. Newsreel Magazine is a monthly 3-hour audio magazine by and for the blind and the visually impaired. Meet people who share creative tips, user-friendly suggestions, meet old and new friends, and learn about adaptive equipment and resources. For more information or a sample issue, call 614-469-0700 or email info@newsreelmag.org.
or visit our website at www.newsreelmag.org.
That's www.newsreelmag.org.
Are you struggling to manage your prescription medications? Not sure this is your morning pill or the one for tonight? Well, stop guessing. Get Script Talk Talking Labels. Script Talk labels are available at participating pharmacies across the U.S. and Canada at no extra charge. These special labels are placed on your medications by your pharmacist and work with a talking prescription reader. Listen to all of the label information with one touch of a button. Ask your pharmacist for Script Talk today or call Envision America for free assistance. 1-800-890-1180. Be safe. Be independent. Ask for Script Talk today. Call 1-800-890-1180.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org.
Have you ever listened to the world's bestseller, the book that's been translated into more languages and impacted more lives than any other? I'm talking about the Bible. When was the last time you listened to God's holy word? Megavoice, maker of the world's first accessible solar-powered audio Bible, is also the maker of the world's only bilingual audio Bible with cross-navigation in thousands of language combinations. Megavoice is small, lightweight, and rugged. You can contact us at Megavoice at info@megavoice.com or by calling us at the 1-800 number, 1-800-219-1758. Again, that's 1-800-219-1758. Isn't it time that you read the world's bestseller?
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's about the wrap of the show.
I'm sorry, that was just too funny. I hate the scene. I'm sorry.
We're having a little fun here, but this is a wrap of the show. I want to thank you all for listening. Sheila and I say it's been a great honor to be able to do this show tonight.
And next week is our anniversary party.
Yay!
So next week, look forward to listening to Lynn and Michael and not me and Gary. You won't have to listen to us. And Kyle Johnson from Lighthouse Central Florida, along with Richard and Elaine, and Pilot Dogs will be here. Not the dogs, but Pilot. And, of course, Chris Shaw. So,
I'll be here flying.
I'll be here.
Yeah, I'll be here. Me and my dogs, we'll be here flying.
And I'm coming in, and Sheila's going to come in. And
that's just a unique name for Pilot Dogs.
Yep. It's our third and...
It's been 3 years. Y'all been dealing with me.
We've been doing the show. We're going in our
starting four.
God bless your souls. So,
yes, and we're very happy to do this show because it's an honor to be able to educate the public out there of what blindness is all about.
And we hope that you have enjoyed the show tonight.
If not,
email Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Chris, so much.
Hey,
we
anytime.
Could not do it without you.
Yeah. Wait till you get my age.
So, I've been there, done that.
Hey, you guys are awesome. You guys are great. Thank you so much.
And
until tomorrow.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone. We hope to talk to you next week. Take care.
Drive safely.
And love you guys.
We love you.
Good night.
Bye. We're polishing up our